Hello, and welcome to GCSE English Language Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most crucial skills you'll need for your OCR exam, analyzing language. This is the skill that separates good answers from great ones, and by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to pick up those higher-level marks. Now, if you've ever looked at a piece of text and thought, "I know there's something going on here, but I don't know what to call it or how to explain it," then this episode is for you. We're going to break down the what, how, why framework, explore the key language features examiners are looking for, and I'll share some insider tips that'll transform your analysis from feature spotting to genuinely insightful commentary. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's unlock the secrets of language analysis together. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Right, let's start with the big picture. In your OCR GCSE English language exam, you'll face a question that typically starts with, "Explore how the writer uses language and structure to," and this is worth serious marks. It's testing assessment objective 2, which accounts for 20% of your overall grade. The examiners want to see that you can do more than just spot a metaphor or identify alliteration. They want you to explain why the writer made that choice and what effect it has on the reader. This is where the what, how, why framework comes in. Think of it as your analysis toolkit. First, what is the writer doing? Are they building tension, creating sympathy, establishing a threatening atmosphere? Once you've identified that, move to how. How does the writer achieve this? This is where you quote specific words or phrases and name the technique. And finally, why does it work? What's the effect on the reader? How does it link back to the question focus? Let me give you an example. Imagine you're analyzing a description of a storm, and the question asks how the writer presents danger. You might notice the phrase, "the sinister, silent snake of wind slithered through the trees." So, what is the writer doing? They're personifying the wind to make it seem threatening. How? Through sibilance in sinister, silent, snake, slithered, and the verb choice slithered, which has connotations of stealth and danger. Why does it work? The repeated S sound mimics the hissing of a snake, creating an unsettling, menacing tone. The personification makes the wind seem alive and predatory, emphasizing the danger the character faces. See how that works? You're not just saying the writer uses sibilance, you're explaining its specific effect in context. Now let's talk about the key language features you need to recognize. Metaphor and simile are the obvious ones, but don't overlook personification, which gives human qualities to non-human things, or pathetic fallacy, where the weather or environment reflects a character's emotions or the mood of the scene. Alliteration is the repetition of consonant sounds at the start of words, while sibilance is specifically the repetition of S sounds, often creating a sinister or soft effect depending on context. Juxtaposition places contrasting ideas side by side to highlight differences, and semantic fields are groups of words related by meaning that build a particular atmosphere. Here's the crucial thing. Examiners don't just want you to name these techniques, they want you to explain their function. So instead of writing "the writer uses a metaphor," you'd write "the writer's metaphor of time is a thief," suggests that time steals moments from us without our consent, creating a sense of loss and urgency. And don't forget structure. OCR uniquely combines language and structure in the same question. Structural features include sentence length variation, shifts in focus or time, narrative perspective changes, and the positioning of key information. Short sentences build tension and pace. Long, complex sentences slow the reader down and create a reflective or descriptive tone. A shift from past to present tense can make events feel immediate and dramatic. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's talk strategy. You've got roughly 15 to 20 minutes for the language and structure question, and it's typically worth 8 marks. That's not long, so you need to be efficient. Here's my top tip. Select 3 to 4 rich quotations that allow you to analyze both language and structure. Don't just grab the first interesting word you see. Look for quotations where multiple techniques are at play. And keep your quotations short. Embed them into your sentences rather than dropping in huge chunks of text. Examiners call this judicious selection, and it shows you're in control of the evidence. Now, let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. Number 1, feature spotting without analysis. Writing "the writer uses alliteration" and then moving on earns you almost nothing. You must explain the effect. Number 2, ignoring structure. If the question says language and structure, you must address both. Number 3, using vague phrases like "makes the reader want to read on" or "creates a picture in the reader's head." These are too generic. Be specific about the effect. Does it create unease, sympathy, excitement, foreboding? And here's a big one, quoting too much. If you're copying out 3 or 4 lines of text, you're wasting time and not demonstrating selection skills. Zoom in on the keywords that really matter. Quickfire, recall, quiz 1 minute. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire round. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question to think of your answer. Question 1. What's the difference between alliteration and sibilance? Alliteration is repetition of any consonant sound at the start of words. Sibilance is specifically the S sound. Question 2. What does pathetic fallacy mean? It's when the weather or environment reflects the mood or emotions in the scene. Question 3. In the what, how, why framework, what does the why stage ask you to do? Explain the effect on the reader and link it back to the question focus. Question 4. True or false, you should always quote large sections of text to show you've read carefully. False. Use short, embedded quotations to show judicious selection. Question 5. What structural feature is created by using very short sentences? It builds tension, quickens the pace, and creates impact. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're well on your way to top marks. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the what, how, why framework, which is your roadmap for every language analysis answer. We've explored the key language features you need to recognize and explain, from metaphor and personification to sibilance and juxtaposition. We've talked about the importance of analyzing structure alongside language, and we've highlighted the common mistakes that cost marks: feature spotting, vague explanations, and overquoting. Remember, the examiners aren't looking for you to identify every single technique in the text. They want depth, not breadth. 3 or 4 well-analyzed quotations will score far higher than 10 superficial comments. So, practice the what, how, why framework with every text you read. Ask yourself, what is the writer doing? How are they doing it? Why does it work? Make this your habit and you'll see your marks climb. Thanks for listening to GCSE English Language Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this.